In this section, you've been provided with some texts from Evagrius Ponticus, particularly taken from his book, The Gnostikos, or it could be translated as The Knower, or more literally, for him, this means the exegete, the teacher. Specifically, the Gnostikos is the Christian who has made progress in spiritual growth, who is capable of reading the scriptures in a way that allows that person to see beneath the surface, to see the deeper meanings of God in the scriptures, and in a special way has learned how the scriptures may be used in the ongoing struggle against temptation. So the Gnostikos is also a spiritual director, someone who offers a word to others who want to have a biblical phrase to meditate on, to ponder in their hearts in order to make spiritual progress themselves or to work past a particular vice that they're struggling with. So this text is, in a very condensed and sometimes difficult to interpret sort of way, advice for people who are studying in their own spiritual lives how the scriptures can become a way of making progress, but who are also being asked to make recommendations to others who are struggling as well. So this section contains both an introduction to the Gnostikos, a paragraph or two on Evagrius' methodology, on the kind of angelic work of the Gnostikos, and how the Gnostikos is a kind of spiritual physician. He's engaged in a work of healing. And if you drop down, this is a person who has learned the approach that Origen describes, who knows how to see both the literal sense, the moral implications of the biblical text, and the more exalted contemplative mysteries that the text may hold. And in number 15, if you drop down to the portion where Gnostikos 15 is quoted, he says, this person who is involved in giving advice must learn to know the logoi, the deeper meanings, and the laws of circumstances, ways of life, and occupations, in order to tell each what is useful for him. So the Gnostikos is someone who learns from the scriptures and learns from human life how to apply the contemplative experience of the scriptures in the lives of others. First of all, in his own life, but then also in the lives of others. And in number 36 and 24, there are warnings that this search for deeper meanings in the scriptures can provide one with speculation or with insights that could be disedifying to the people of God. In particular, Evagrius believed in the apokatastasis, as did St. Gregory of Nyssa, the universal restoration of all things to union with God, what has sometimes been called universalism, although whether that can properly be applied to Evagrius and St. Gregory is a significant question that's not resolved. But he did believe that ultimately all fallen beings, including the demons, would be enabled by the grace of God to make progress back into union with God over unimaginable periods of time. Hell existed, as far as Evagrius was concerned, but it was not eternal. It would serve the purpose of a kind of punishment that would also be healing, that would convince those who were suffering separation because that was what they wished, of the possibility and the need for returning to God. So he was concerned that if you simply say this to people, it would disedify them, especially it might have a bad moral effect. If everybody knows they're going to be saved, then why bother living a moral life now? So periodically in his writings, he warns people against sharing too freely the exalted logoi, deeper meanings concerning judgment. In other words, that judgment will result in transformations in the next world that will ultimately draw us back into union with God. It would be difficult for people to understand the meaning of suffering in that context. And don't just talk about these things. Don't talk about deep spiritual mysteries in order to amuse people. This is a very sacred trust, he says. Dropping down below the footnotes, you'll find that I've given a series of citations from the Gnostikos itself, chapters 12 through 36. And these are for you to play with, to look at, to reflect on. They're not always easy to understand. You can see that he's using Origen's method in number 12 of Practici, Physici, Theologici, which is his own understanding as well of the spiritual life, these are the three levels of spiritual experience: asceticism, beholding God in creation, and beholding God beyond the world, which apply to one's experience of prayer, one's own experience of spiritual progress. But for Evagrius and for Origen, these categories of spiritual progress and development are also a method of exegesis. For Origen and Evagrius and all who would come afterward, the way of describing progress in the spiritual life is also an exegetical method, which is another way of saying the method we apply to interpret the scriptures can also be applied to our lives. We discover a literal, historical, a moral, and a time-transcending sense in our own ordinary experiences of life. Our own personal history is also salvation history. So you'll find in these texts a kind of a movement back and forth between language that we would ordinarily think of as associated with spiritual theology and associated also here with exegesis. Because for Evagrius and for Origen before him and for the later monastic tradition as well, these two things are so deeply intertwined that it's hard to separate them. We find ourselves learning from the scriptures lessons that enable us to learn from our own personal history, and then when we're in a position of offering counsel and advice to others, we're listening to their history, their story, with the same kind of ear or eye of the soul that we would use in Lectio Divina, allowing ourselves to see beneath the surface to the presence of God in that human heart, and hopefully speaking to them a word, often offering them a word from the scriptures that will be of help or healing or value to them. So that's the art with which these passages are concerned, some of them rather obscure, some of them very clear, and I would invite you to enjoy them, but don't spend over much time on them if you find them too obscure or difficult.